Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Gospels, Luke chapter 8, verses 5 through 8. A farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path. It was trampled on, and the birds ate it up. Some fell on rocky ground, and when it came up, the plants withered because they had no moisture. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up with it and choked the plants. Still other seed fell on good soil. It came up and yielded a crop 100 times more than was sown. Jesus explains that the four kinds of soil represents four kinds of people who hear the word of God, which is represented by the seed. First, the rejectors. That's the first group who hears the word but never believe. They trample on and dismiss the word. Then there are the mental acceptors. This is a group who hears the word and seems to accept it, but they never take root. Their following of Jesus is in their minds only. They do not lose their salvation because they never had salvation to lose. Then there's the interested. Jesus' message appeals to this group, but they never really truly trust in Jesus as their Savior. Material things kind of choke out their spiritual interest. And finally, there's the true believers. This group listens and accepts the message of Christ. They have the knowledge of the gospel. They accept the truth. They understand their need for Jesus, and they truly trust in Him as the only way to have a relationship with the living God. Their lives produce spiritual fruit. Rejectors, mental acceptors, interested, true believers. Which group best describes you? Father, I pray for those who are the rejectors. Open their eyes so they can see their need. I pray for the mental acceptors. Help them to trust with both minds and their heart. I pray for the interested. Move them to true salvation. Don't let the things of this world overtake their spiritual interest. I thank you, Lord, for true believers. May they continue to live grounded and make a spiritual impact for you. I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. We'd love to hear from you here at The Journey. Just email any comments you have or any prayer requests you have to prayer@ronmoore.org. That's prayer@ronmoore.org.